Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Steve Kenyon Podcast. I'm Steve Kenyon. We've got a fun guest coming up for you today. Our Classic Ropes Classic Equine featured interview. It's all about women in rodeo. The commissioner of the Women's Rodeo World Championships, that's Lindsay Rosser-Sumpter, will join us, and we'll talk to Lindsay in just a couple of moments. I wanted to address something that has gotten quite a bit of discussion, I guess, on social media. Yes, I am back with the Cowboy Channel, spending a little bit of time on Western Sports Roundup. There are only select days that I can be there, and I'm having a lot of fun. Worked with Katie Lucas the first couple of days back on Western Sports Roundup, and appreciate the folks at the Cowboy Channel, and appreciate the opportunity. And so, I'm back with the Cowboy Channel. There's not much more to say about it other than that, but I have gotten a lot of messages on Facebook and a lot of text messages and some phone calls, and I really appreciate everybody's interest and hope you will continue to support the best in the world of Western sports. The people who locally produce events, rodeos, rodeo committees, barrel races, team ropings, all the big events that are coming up. I'm still a part of Next Gen Rodeo, too. We're trying to make something fun out of Next Gen Rodeo Media, and there's some great interviews that we have shared with Next Gen over the last few days. Bob Feist Invitational Team Roping founder, the Roper Sports News founder, and now the recipient of the Ken Stemler Memorial Pioneer Award from the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. And you can enjoy that interview on the Legends of the Hall podcast. And you can check out the Next Gen Rodeo sites for all of their great programs and a whole lot of great information about the events that they're involved with, taking entries for, sanctioning through, and some of the new programs that Next Gen is building. But again, just a big thank you to everybody who has sent out a note and a well wish. Really appreciate all the people who have noticed that, yeah, I'm back on the Cowboy Channel. It'll be kind of an on and off thing, to be bluntly honest, because, like I say, I'm traveling a lot. I'll be in Buckeye, Arizona this weekend, announcing a Challenge of Champions Tour bull riding on Saturday night. Auburn, California next week for the Gold Country Pro Rodeo. The month of May includes the Mule Day celebration in Bishop, California. The Miles City, Montana, world-famous bucking horse sale. The 60-something-year-old now Mother's Day weekend rodeo in Cottonwood, California that I've been a part of with the 4-Star Rodeo Company, and then it just gets busier after that. Hope to see you at a rodeo someplace, hope to see you at a big event someplace, and thank you for all the nice feedback. We'll talk to Lindsay Rosser-Sumpter when we come back on the other side of this timeout as we get a chance to share a little bit of news about the world of professional sports, Western sports, professional rodeo. This is the Steve Kenyon Podcast. We'll talk about the Women's Rodeo World Championships on our Classic Equine, Classic Ropes featured interview coming up on the Steve Kenyon Podcast.
Hey, y'all, this is Cody Johnson. When I was starting out in music, most every radio station and venue I went to told me no. At that point, you got two options: tuck tail and quit, or buckle down and fight. Well, I'm a fighter, not a quitter. And that's why I wear Wrangler jeans and shirts. Their toughness and style are legendary. They're an iconic symbol of the West, and there's no quit in them either. Life's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And if I'm going to enjoy the ride, I'm riding in Wrangler. Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
For 145 years, Justin has crafted boots tailored for life in the dirt, accompanying your every step with reliability and quality. Whether in the arena lights or long days on the job, our boots are an integral part of your team.
The countdown is on to true traditional cowboy jerky, M2 Ranch Jerky. Beef, buffalo, elk, and venison, all mixed with unique gourmet flavors. Saddle Bronc rider Mitch Pollock says, if you're looking for a traditional, great-tasting jerky, M2 Ranch Jerky has you covered. Learn more about M2 Ranch Jerky and see what the cowboys say on the brand new website, m2-ranch.com. That's m2-ranch.com.
With a storied history, our boots echo through generations, connecting the past, present, and ensuring the same quality that we built our name on. Find your boots at justinboots.com.
Hi, I'm Trevor Brazil, 26-time PRCA World Champion Cowboy. If you want to keep your horse at the top of their game, you need to have the Equinity Edge. I use Equinity because it's all about the horse. It helps with the longevity and overall maintenance of my horses. Team Equinity is challenging you to try Equinity Horse XL for the next 30 days and beyond. Watch how your horse transforms both in look and feel. To do this, go to teamequinity.com to get started.
Cowboying is in our blood. Cowboying is in our bruises. It's in our rain-soaked jackets. In our calloused hands, tested by barbed wire and rope. Our mud-stained boots to the crown of our resist-all hat. You live out west for even the shortest time, and there's one thing you learn. You can't pretend out here. Resist all. We live it every day.
The Steve Kenyon Podcast is being sponsored by the Gooding Pro Rodeo in Gooding, Idaho, August 14th through the 17th. Do you have what it takes to be beer worthy? Come join us. Get all the information, tickets, and more. GoodingProRodeo.com. Thank you to Next Gen Rodeo. Thank you to the Grandview at Las Vegas, the place we stay during the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, to Unbeatable Feeds. Find a dealer or location near you at unbeatablefeeds.com. To Prefert, number one in ranch and rodeo. To Equinity, it's all about the horse. And to Wrangler, long live cowboys. The Justin Boot Company, resist all hats. It's time for our Classic Equine Classic Ropes featured interview of the week. And this week we talked to Lindsay Rosser Sumter. Of course, she is the granddaughter of the legendary Cotton Rosser. She is now the commissioner of the Women's Rodeo World Championships, college rodeo coach, one of the busiest people you will find, and very passionate about trying to expand opportunities for women in the world of professional rodeo. She's the commissioner of the WRWC, and we asked Lindsay to join us to talk about the upcoming May 13th through 18th Women's Rodeo World Championships. Welcome to a chance to visit with a very dear friend. Lindsay Rosser Sumter joins us. And Lindsay, welcome. It's a pleasure. You are less than a month away from the Women's Rodeo World Championships 2024.
I know, and it's crazy to think that you and I were sitting in Las Vegas in December, and it kind of felt like it was a long ways away, and I was explaining all of Women's Rodeo World Championship to you and letting, you know, giving everybody the knowledge of $750,000 added to the largest all-female rodeo in the world, and then now it's like a month away. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, and you've made some news. You've made some big announcements, and that was a lot of fun, by the way. If you ever get a chance to go way back in Next Gen Rodeo's social media, you can probably find Lindsay and I in Las Vegas at an undisclosed super secret location. It was the Orleans, doing our show during the National Finals Rodeo, and it was a lot of fun. I think we had a good time.
We did have fun. It was I mean, I love working with you. You're the best. You're like the wealth of knowledge.
Oh.
You're like Jeopardy. You're like Jeopardy of rodeo. It's like, what is? And then you'll know the answer all the time. So it's yeah, I love working with you, Steve. You're the best.
Okay, so let's go there. What is the Women's Rodeo World Championships? Did you like to see what I did there?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. The Women's Rodeo World Championship is the largest all-female rodeo in the world. We add $750,000 to female athletes alone. This will be year five for Women's Rodeo World Championship. Up until now, we have awarded $3 million to female athletes alone. There's $183,000 in each discipline. So $183,000 in the barrel race, the breakaway, the team roping heading, and the team roping heeling. So equal money in the team roping for lady athletes. We are in conjunction with the Professional Bull Riders World Finals. We are co-owned. So our parent companies are the PBR and the WCRA, the World Champion Rodeo Alliance. So with those two parent companies, they came to know that ladies in the rodeo industry have been historically underserved and wanted to have the largest all-female rodeo. So Sean Gleason and Gary McKinney came together and built the Women's Rodeo World Championship, which is the event.
And Lindsay is the commissioner of the Women's Rodeo World Championships, which are coming to Fort Worth, Texas. How's this all going to work, Lindsay? Because with the PBR finals coming to Fort Worth, taking over Cowtown, the WRWC coming to Fort Worth, the WRWC having a role, if I remember right, in the PBR World Finals. How's this all going to work?
Absolutely. The week of, it starts on May the 7th with the Cowgirl Gathering. So the Cowgirl Gathering is moved to John Justin Arena, and they're going to have their event over there. Actually, I'm sorry, at Will Rogers. And so the Cowgirl Gathering will have a breakaway, a team roping, and a barrel race. And they are a great event. And with the Cowgirl Gathering moving to the dates right before Women's Rodeo World Championship, that week alone, that week awards over $1.1 million to Cowgirls.
Wow.
So when the Cowgirl Gathering starts, that's kind of when Women's Rodeo World Championships kind of gets ramped up, because we have side pots built into those events as our last chance qualifiers. So we take the top 20 in the leaderboard for the breakaway roping, heading and heeling, challenger pro. Okay. So top 20 in the leaderboard is who makes it to Women's Rodeo World Championships. It's been a year-long race. Happy New Year. We're in a new year for us. April 15th, we started our W25 segment, and that's why all of these new exciting initiatives are coming out for Women's Rodeo World Championship. Then we'll talk about that. But so in the week, we start our competition on Monday the 13th. The Cowgirl Gathering wraps up on the 12th, so we'll know who our last chance qualifiers are. That evening of the 12th, we're going to have a beautiful gala back number ceremony for the Cowgirls to celebrate their qualification into Women's Rodeo World Championship. Round one is on the 13th. PBR Finals is in Cowtown Coliseum Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Cowtown Coliseum. Then we take over Cowtown Coliseum on Monday the 13th. Round one is the 13th. Round two is the 14th on Tuesday. Wednesday is our big day. It's our semifinals day. It's the day we crown our year-long world champions, and it's the ladies who make it, who qualify into the championship round. Thursday, the championship round is for the breakaway and the team roping, because we listened to the Cowgirls. They didn't like running their horses twice in a championship finals and a semifinals. So the top 12 who would make it to AT&T will come out of there. The top three team ropers and headers will come out of Thursday's competition. Obviously, Friday is the big kid rock, rock and rodeo, go team free riders. I might have a dog in that fight, right? Yeah. I'm an assistant coach for that one too. So
I wasn't going to let you get by without getting asked about that. So we'll get back to that in a minute.
We'll go back to that. The 17th would be the kid rock and rodeo. The 18th, Cowgirls take over Cowboy Stadium. Our top 12 barrel racers will run, three in the team roping, three in the breakaway, to crown our $60,000 winners and event champions for Women's Rodeo World Championship in AT&T in front of thousands of people on CBS.
Yeah, and during the PBR World Finals performances. By the way, folks, she did all of that from memory. I was reaching over to my left looking at my calendar just to make sure I had the dates right in my head. But you got her down. Tell me about, okay, let's talk about new initiatives real quick, because there are some new things that are happening. And this week an announcement was made, and the announcement is about a new, what's the right way to say it, Lindsay? A new governing body for the WRWC, which is called the Women's Rodeo Championship. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so when the PBR and the WCRA came together and they wanted to have this event, they made it an event, and it's just a single event. In order for us to grow, we need to have roots. And in order for us to really dig those roots and grow that foundation, we had to have a governing body of Women's Rodeo Championship to help keep elevating female rodeo athletes. In order to grow, we have to have a foundation and roots. And so that was kind of our umbrella, is to go ahead and incorporate the Women's Rodeo Championship as our governing body, so that it's still me as commissioner. It's still Sammy Joe as director of ops. Caitlin's still our marketing and social media gal. Mackenzie's still in, classifications. All of the key people that have been playing pivotal roles in the last 3 years for Women's Rodeo World Championship are still there. You know, they started it. They're extremely busy, busy organizations, right? The PBR is going 90 miles an hour all the time with multiple events every weekend. The WCRA is hosting these big $600,000 majors like Corpus Christi and North Carolina and Stampede at the E and all of these amazing events. So I started with Women's Rodeo World Championship. I'm working on year three as commissioner. The first 2 years of the WRWC, I was a contestant. I went to Fort Worth the COVID year that we were in Fort Worth, and I competed there for Women's Rodeo World Championship. And then I went to Las Vegas and competed at Las Vegas at the Women's Rodeo World Championship in the breakaway. So I knew what it was like to be a contestant. I knew what it was like to qualify, qualified in both years. And so I kind of had like a dog in the fight. I still compete, you know, made the circuit finals myself as a contestant. And I saw that there was like a need of kind of a, not necessarily a female voice, but I saw a few things that I'm like, hey boys, listen, if you don't fix this, you're going to lose them, because women are like elephants. They don't forget. And if you do this wrong, I'm scared that you're going to lose. I don't want it to go away. It's too good for it to go away. Well, you open your big fat mouth and then insert foot sometimes, or hey, why don't you help us and become the voice of Women's Rodeo World Championship? So I'm working on year three of that. And this was just the natural progression of what the business needs to become in order to grow. And we have a lot of really exciting things kind of in our 5 and 10 year plan. And even in the Women's 25, plan. And that's where Women's Rodeo Championship came to kind of fruition, knowing that in order for us to grow, and obviously growth is always good, this is what kind of had to happen.
There is an area of the audience, you know, it's really easy for people like me, Lindsay, to focus on the world champions, the $1 million money winners, the high achievers. You're creating a concept called limited membership that, to me, reaches out to the bulk of the audience. It's kind of, I think of it in the PRCA, there's actually a very small percentage of the membership that gets most of the headlines and qualifies for the national finals rodeo every year. Everybody else is for the most part competing in the circuit system. I don't know if that's a good analogy for this limited idea or not, but take it from there and tell me about that, because this is something new that you guys are doing. Am I close Absolutely. On that, or am I way off?
Extremely close. If you look at the numbers, if you're any sort of business minded type person, you look at the numbers and obviously we worked for NextGen in December, and they're all about numbers and data and right. building off of those things. Right. So when we're looking at the numbers, industry numbers in the barrel racing tell us that there's about 100,000 ladies or men who run barrels in the Western lifestyle industry. And within that number, there's only 3,500 members in the WPRA that consider themselves inept enough to win at the rodeo level. But the 100,000 in the industry are 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D, 5D barrel racers. Right. We really want to be an avenue for all ladies in the barrel racing industry and the breakaway and the team roping. And so with this classification system that we've implemented with the pro and the challenger, and now we are implementing limited in the breakaway and the barrel race, is we want to be that inclusive environment to all athletes, not just the ladies who are making it to the big rodeos that we're watching all the time at Houston and Calgary and Women's Rodeo World Championship, but maybe those other cowgirls that just want to have that cool place to go compete, that sense of inclusion of, I want to go to Women's Rodeo World Championship week and go compete at Cowgirl Gathering. And then I want to go compete at the limited race. We added $42,000 into those categories. And what it is it just that inclusive place for, you know, potentially in the barrel racing, ladies who haven't had a pro card in the last 5 years, they can be not, and it doesn't have to be one or the other. And you have to kind of fall into certain categories when it comes to the monetary side, but you can be anybody. You could be, as long as you're over 13 years old and you fall into that limited category, there's a spot for you. So over the age of 65, haven't had a pro card for the last five years, $20,000 or less in lifetime earnings, according to Equistat, less than $5,000 that you win annually competing.
Right.
Okay. That's in the barrel race. You don't have to be over 65. You can be under that. We're just talking about those are kind of the categories that you're going to fit into. In the breakaway roping, over 50 years old, hasn't had a pro card in the last 5 years, $5,000 or less in lifetime earnings, and less than $3,000 that you kind of just compile up annually. The only kicker is the limited competition cowgirls, they stay in the limited. They're not going to do the progression like the challengers and the pros that can go all the way to the finals at AT&T. They're just going to stay in their own little competition, have a chance. We're going to crown a world champion limited barrel racer with a bonus, with a cash money bonus, the same as we're doing for our challengers and our pros. And we're going to do the same thing in the breakaway. So really just completing the full circle of an inclusive environment for all female rodeo athletes to come take the week off and enjoy Women's Rodeo World Championship.
Do you feel like this limited division, what's the right way to say it, Lindsay? Limited division, is that correct?
Well, it's a limited classification,
okay.
Yeah,
there you go, that works. Do you feel like that's going to give you a massive opportunity to increase your membership?
Absolutely. I mean, more than anything, we want to be a place for opportunity. If you hear people talk about Women's Rodeo World Championship and what it's done in the last 5 years with $3 million awarded to lady athletes, that's a huge opportunity to go. How many chances does a breakaway roper have a chance? Or I'm going to rewind, scratch that from the records, right? Let's talk about women team ropers.
Yeah.
How many times have you ever seen an all-girl team roping pay $60,000 to its header and its heeler? Now, you can win a pile in Vegas, don't get me wrong. Like, you can win so much money in Vegas at the World Series of Team Roping, and you can do it as an all-girl team, absolutely. But this is designated only for female team ropers. And you have a chance to go in $60,000. That opportunity doesn't come around every day. Then you can say the same thing for the breakaway and the same thing for the barrel racing. There's a lot of great rodeos. We give you the rodeo atmosphere. There's music playing. We have a great production. You know, we pray, we do the national anthem. Everything is fast paced. We run it just like a rodeo. There's not a lot of chances that, say I'm going to use Alma Beth Case. I love her dearly. She's a past Miss Rodeo America in the 70s. She is one of my dear mentors, and she started breakaway roping again about 5 years ago. She roped all through college and then stopped, became a mother, had a career. She was Miss Rodeo America, got married, had babies, and had a career. She was a VP at Otero College that I work at as well. And then 5 years ago, she's like, hey, I want to rope again. I'm like, absolutely, let's do this. She'd come to practice. And now she's going to have a chance with this limited to go to a really cool rodeo.
I'll be darned.
And have that rodeo feel. I mean, does that not give you like that? Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. How many ladies had to put their rope cans away? Breakaway roping has been around forever, for years, for at least since the 60s and 70s in college, or 70s in college, because college rodeo has been around since then. They rope breakaway calves in the 70s, and there's so many women that did the whole thing, graduated college, put their rope cans away, had the family, had the career, did all of that, and now at, you know, 60, 55, 60, 70, I don't care, 80 years old, if you want to come back, the limit is your place, and you still have that kind of rodeo vibe where you're coming in, everybody's cowboyed up, they play the national anthem, we have cool events like a back number ceremony, and we're going to have all of these different like fun, you know, it's during the PBR finals, you can go to the PBR finals and watch the PBR finals that night while you're there competing and being celebrated just as much as Martha, just as much as any of the cowgirls that are, you know, Jackie and winning, like you're one of them. And that's a pretty cool thing to say.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's really well said. You are with the creation of the Women's Rodeo Championships. There is a membership opportunity, a chance for ladies to continue to take ownership in this organization that has paid so much back to, and given so much to women in rodeo. And that's a new opportunity this year.
Absolutely. With the added classification of limited, we felt like we needed to have an ID card, I would like for myself on my ID card, it's going to say Lindsay Rosser Sumter, pro header, pro, you know, classification pro healer, classification pro breakaway roper, classification probably limited barrel racer. It's been a minute, right? So I haven't really ran barrels since I graduated from college. I mean, I have, but I haven't. You know, I train a lot and then I sell them to the little jockeys. So, you know, that's kind of what my ID card, and that just helps us to, you know kind of where we're at on the classifications. But with the other thing with the ID card is that it's going to allow ladies an opportunity to nominate their events that they're going to, but we're really trying to build these side pot packages through all of these major events throughout the country. Whether it be with Chris Neal Breakaway Ropings, whether it be with IPRA or UPRA rodeos. You know, we're trying to build these side pots, and what that does is going to give you a discounted nomination. So we're really trying to use these ID cards as an avenue for discounted nomination. I can use the Cowgirl Gathering, for instance. When you enter the Cowgirl Gathering side pot, you get a nomination for not only the entire Cowgirl Gathering, which is a $150 nomination on its own, but you get a nomination for the side pot as well, which is a $50 nomination. And the side pot to enter it is only $150. So right there, that's $200 that you would have had in nominations, but your side pot packages, and you can win money back out of the side pot packages. So really, we're just trying to have added value to these ID cards that we are selling through the Women's Rodeo Championship.
Awesome. So I know there are a couple of other things that I may have missed, but this is the next month is becoming one of the, if not the biggest months of the year in women's rodeo. I think I can fairly
Absolutely.
Say. I mean, there's
I don't think I know.
Okay.
It is the largest. I mean, like I said, last year, Mayor Maggie Parker, proclamated the week that we are there, the week of Women's Rodeo Championship.
Right.
When the Cowgirl Gathering moved there, they saw an opportunity to really, really help develop not only their own event of the Cowgirl Gathering, but really help women in the industry go, okay, what are women? They're planners. We're planners. We like to know what we're going to do. We like to know when we're going to be there. We plan our time off so strategically. If you are like me and you're a cowgirl that has a job that still wants to go compete and still wants to go to have a chance for big money, do I wish that I could go rodeoing and try to make the NFR a breakaway, you know, like the top lady breakaway ropers and barrel racers are doing? I mean, I don't really want to, but I could say, yeah, I want to, but that's not feasible for me. I have a career and I have two little boys that I have to be here for. And I can't do that. But do I still have that like drive to go hold up a big check in AT&T Stadium?
Sure.
Absolutely. So that is what Women's Rodeo World Championship is. The week of Women's Rodeo World Championship week is the accumulation of the Cowgirl Gathering, who has anywhere up to 600 to 800 barrel racers, 300 teams in the team roping, 300 girls in the breakaway. I mean, you're talking about close to 2,000 ladies that will be kind of filtering in and out of here that week of competition. The cool part with building on to the Cowgirl Gathering and the Last Chance Qualifier is it's going to allow those ladies that maybe didn't know, because we are young, right? This is only year 5. And you kind of hear of it, but you don't necessarily maybe, even Wade, my husband, he says, I still kind of don't really get it. And that's okay. And I understand that, because it's, just think of it as doubling down your money. If you're going to a barrel race or a breakaway or team roping, even if you're entered with a guy, you can nominate that. Any money that you win gets kind of transferred into points, and the points go to the leaders' boards, right? So
it's easy.
It's easy. And the Western industry has a hard time kind of understanding that we got to work together. I think that's a personal opinion. If we all are fighting for the same contestants and we're all fighting for the same contestants to come, and I'm having a huge barrel race the same weekend that you're having a huge barrel race, and say we're 150 miles apart, we're splitting it up, right? We're splitting the ladies that are going to be able to come. If we work together harmoniously to where instead for Women's Rodeo World Championship, they can go to your barrel race, they can nominate it, and they can still get points for me. That's the coolest part about what is happening with the leaderboard and the nomination process is we're not fighting for the same contestants in the same regional area. My thing is they have a chance for big money, but they can use your event to get to me, right? And so really with working with Cowgirl Gathering, if you haven't, I mean, our cutoff is already April the 14th. So the top 20 is already set. But if you want to come, you can come to the Cowgirl Gathering. You can take that week off of work. You can throw your name in the hat for the Last Chance Qualifier. And then from there, try to get into Women's Rodeo World Championship 24 and then continue the process through 25, because it's a qualifier series for W25 at the Cowgirl Gathering. So you can earn your spot to Women's 24 and Women's 25 just at the Cowgirl Gathering.
Wow. There's a lot going on. The most important dates and the most important things for people to remember if they are, I know that, if people would like to come and watch and enjoy and just sit in the stands, you would welcome the biggest crowds you can get to come and celebrate women in rodeo at the Women's Rodeo World Championships. But for those who are competing, I guess the next thing is to get into the Cowgirl Gathering if you're not already advanced on to the next step.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like you said, it is free to the public that entire week. We start, you know, fairly early, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We have afternoon performances. And so it's not a ticketed perf. If you're in Fort Worth and you're just milling around, we would love to have as many people as possible come in there and cheer on the Cowgirls. Obviously, AT&T, when we're there, May the 18th, that's a ticketed performance with the PBR World Finals. So you kind of get two birds with one stone. You're getting the ticket to the best bull riders in the world with the PBR World Finals and the best cowgirls in the world with the WRWC Championship round. So that's May the 18th. That is ticketed. But everything in Cowtown Coliseum for us is free. The Cowgirl Gathering entries are open on NextGen now, along with those side pots. When you need to purchase your card, if you're thinking W25 is maybe my new goal, go to the Next Gen Rodeo app or the Next Gen website, and you can purchase your Women's Rodeo Championship ID card and get all that done through the Next Gen app. If you have questions, you can email us at support@wrwc.rodeo, and you can go to wrwc.rodeo and check out the website. All of the information is on there, but we have a great support staff that is willing to talk to anybody about classifications and maybe where you might fit within those classifications if you don't necessarily know. But yeah, support@wrwc.rodeo is the best way to reach out for that.
There you go. And in the middle of all this, Coach Sumter, you are going to be a part of Kid Rock's Rock and Rodeo on May the 17th as an assistant coach.
Yes, I am.
How much fun is that going to be?
Oh, it's going to be a blast. It's a little daunting, though, right now, because, you know, we had this Bobby's the head coach for the team Free Riders. Right. There's only six teams.
And your team gets put together differently than the other five teams.
Absolutely. Our team, we don't know who's on our team yet. Our team comes from Rodeo Corpus Christi, which is also May the 9th through the 11th. And so whoever wins first or second at Rodeo Corpus Christi that wasn't already drafted, because the other coaches did a lot of defense and kept pulling individuals off of our leaderboards, little stinker butts. But so we get Corpus Christi winners number 1 and 2 will go be on Team Free Riders. There's only two, you know, event competitors on each team, so six teams. Fred Whitfield, Cody Ohl, Charmaine, Sid Steiner, Bobby, and Trevor, a guy named Trevor Brazil.
Yeah, I heard of him. I heard he was okay. He did pretty well.
He's average. Yeah. He's average. So, yeah, it was super fun. We got to go to Nashville and kind of hang out at the, you know, Southern White House and go do some stuff with him, with Kid Rock. And it's been a blast to kind of see how this is all coming to fruition. They had a practice session at Mount Pleasant to see how the arena, because it's not a normal rodeo. This is a rodeo set up for a non-rodeo fan, somebody who doesn't understand maybe all of the rules and everything that go with rodeo. This is a drag race rodeo. Yeah. There's a light bar, red, yellow, green light, the gates come open, and they run them at the same exact time at AT&T Stadium. You know, it's huge arena. And it's going to be super exciting, and the fastest time wins. So there's no barrier. There is a line of scrimmage that you can't pass prior to, you know, you'll get some penalties. The barrel racers run head to head, kind of at each other ish at the same time. The only thing that doesn't buck at the same time is the two horse events. So it'll be pretty exciting. But the cool part about our team, Team Free Riders, is it's going to come off of, you know, the rodeo season. You know, everybody's in California right now. And from California, they go to Guymon. And then from Guymon, they kind of take some time off. Well, anybody who competes at Rodeo Corpus Christi is going to come off of a win. And they're going to be on our team coming off of a win, which is, you and I both know, when you get on a heater, it's a good thing. And so that's kind of, you know, my mental capacity when it comes to all of this is like, I'm not worried about the athletes that we're going to have, because they're going to be coming off of a win. They're going to have a lot of confidence, and confidence is key when it comes to the arena. You see that. I'm a college coach as well, so you see that at Otero College or at any, you know, college rodeo competitor. The team aspect is huge when it comes to this kid rocking rodeo. You can't have anybody haze. You can't have anybody push that's not on your team.
Yeah.
So they kind of are really playing into the team side of it too.
You know, so did anybody draft Stephanie Fryer? Like if she does well in Corpus Christi and wins that $1 million, I didn't see, but I might have missed
it. Yeah, she did get drafted. I can't remember what team she's on, and I don't have my notes here with me, but she did. She did a replacement there. Somebody got drafted and then they couldn't go, and they replaced with Stephanie.
Got it. It's going to be, you and Bobby are going to have, I think, the most interesting team to watch for that reason, because you don't know who you're going to have on your team until what, 5 days before?
Well, it's over on Saturday the 11th, and the event, we have to put in who our first competitor is on the 15th. So the 11th, the event gets over that night. I have to get on a plane and get back to Fort Worth because we have our back number ceremony and welcome gala on the 12th, and we start the 13th. And then, you know, so there's going to be a lot of juggling that happens for me that week, but we won't know till the 11th, and then we compete on the 17th in AT&T. So we're pretty excited about, you know, just seeing who's going to be on our team. There's so many great competitors that got drafted, and it'll be fun to see how, you know, like I said, rodeo is so accustomed to change and they love it, to see how they adapt to this new kind of winner take all. You know, they'll go through the whole bracket system, you know, round one, round two, and then have event winners all the way through the bareback riding, all the way through the bulldog, and all the way through the team roping. Then the two teams that have the most accumulative wins are who go in a head-to-head competition, and it's the winner, the winning team makes the money. Everybody else was just thanks for coming. Well, they get a stipend, but for the most part, it feels like thanks for coming.
Yeah, wow. It's going to be fun. How many times have people asked you about Kid Rock since they found out that you're involved in all of this?
It's funny, and you probably get this too, is they're like, I just saw you talking about, you know, Kid Rock, or you're everywhere. And then I'm at a college rodeo, you know, in Casper, Wyoming. They're like, I just saw you on TV like 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, the magic of film. But they do ask a lot about him and ask about if he's really how he portrays himself, and how he portrays himself in his interviews and on TV is pretty much exactly how he is. In person, he's a very passionate guy about freedom and very passionate about America and very passionate about, you know, making sure that the core values of what really rodeo and the foundations of America are built on. He's very passionate about that. And he likes traditionalism, and that's great too. I mean, he's a very cool guy, and he's very intellectual when it comes to what he wants and what his vision is for Kid Rock Rodeo.
I've kept you way longer than I asked you for, and I appreciate your time. The one thing that I've been told by a couple of different people is he's also been kind of hands-on with this rock and rodeo.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he's not letting everybody else run it and just showing up.
No, he's got a lot of say in what happens, and he was very intrigued with some of the things that Flying E Rodeo has produced. With some of what Grandpa, you know, has brought into the rodeo arena on an entertainment side. So I'm excited that some of Grandpa's influence will be there at the Kid Rock and Rodeo. That's what I'm going to say.
I can see that Kid Rock and Cotton Rosser might have an interesting conversation if they had the opportunity. Because they're both pretty good showmen.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited that there will be some of Grandpa's influence at the rodeo. And it's going to be, if you have a chance, and I know that probably people say that all the time, but, and it's going to be on, you know, it's going to be televised, but it's going to be aired later. But if you have a chance to be there in the building and see, I mean, it's not like a rodeo and then a Kid Rock concert. Like it's, everything is intertwined with the production side. So it's not, I mean, it's not a pre-show for Kid Rock Rodeo. It is, everything is together and it is going to be out of sight. Probably the coolest thing that I will ever be part of, maybe on a production side in my life. And I'm so excited to just, I have a lot of people like, how do I get in there and be on your team? I'm like, you could be our designated pusher. Like you got to have a jersey, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that want to be in on it and it's going to be a wild ride. That's for sure.
Sounds like it's going to be a great time. Lindsay, I don't know how you're going to balance all of this. I am predicting somewhere around May 20th, you're going to be looking for a really good nap because you got a lot going on up until that time. Lindsay, I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Women's Rodeo World Championship information, where should folks look online before I let you go?
Yep, all socials, Women's Rodeo. So Instagram, Women's Rodeo, Facebook, Women's Rodeo. Website is www.wrwc.rodeo.
Okay.
And then if you need support at wrwc.rodeo, reach out to me. I'm kind of an open book. If anybody needs anything, please feel free to reach out. But I appreciate all of your support, and I'm so excited to see you again, Steve, because we had so much fun in Vegas.
Our friends at NextGen are very much involved in all of this.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you want to buy your card for women's, you go to the NextGen Rodeo app. Or nextgenrodeo.com, and then go through, you'll click on the icon for Women's Rodeo and then build that process that way.
Got it. I cannot wait to see you somewhere in person.
Yes. Big hugs for you.
Thanks, Lindsay. I appreciate it. Lindsay Rosser Sumpter, who is the commissioner of the Women's Rodeo World Championships, and we're less than a month away from the single highest paying women's rodeo event in the country taking place in Fort Worth, Texas. And a few lucky cowgirls having a chance to strut their stuff on stage during the PBR World Finals at AT&T Stadium in front of, if they sell that place out, maybe 40, 50, 60,000 people will be in there to watch it. And that all by itself, Lindsay, has got to be just a hoot to be a part
of. It is. It gives me chills and it gives me goosebumps to see how much excitement comes around Women's Rodeo and the growth that Women's Rodeo Championship and Women's Rodeo World Championship have done for ladies. And that's kind of all that we're striving for, is to just make rodeo better for the female rodeo competitors and be an inclusive environment for all levels of athletes. And that's what we're standing for. Cowgirls supporting cowgirls is kind of our motto. So
Lindsay, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
WRWCRodeo.com is the website for the Women's Rodeo World Championships. Thank you to Classic Equine and to Classic Ropes, bringing you our featured interview. Classic Equine, play to win. We are Classic Equine, Classic Ropes. Success is in your hand. Please like and subscribe to all of our programming. You can watch the interview you just listened to on our YouTube channel. We link it all over our social media sites, including Facebook. Next week, we're doing something big, new, and different. I'll tell you about it maybe in a video that we'll post in the next couple of days on Facebook, but watch for something that I really hope a lot of people will want to be a part of coming from 8 Seconds Media. Thanks to our sponsors, Wrangler, the Justin Boot Company, Resist All Hats, Aquinity, It's All About the Horse, to Preferred and Unbeatable Feeds at unbeatablefeeds.com, M2 Ranch Jerky, True Traditional Cowboy Jerky, The Grandview at Las Vegas, Next Gen Rodeo, The Gooding Pro Rodeo in Gooding, Idaho, Classic Equine, and Classic Ropes. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I'm Steve Kenyon. God bless. This is the Steve Kenyon Podcast.